on the surface, it is about 5% Marxism and Maoism and 95% amazing consumerism, brand obsession, materialism, and so forth. I think maybe beneath the surface, the mixture isn't quite 95-5. There's probably more of the traditional Marxism that's there, a little bit there under the surface. But it's that whole part is an amazing contradiction of all, you know, the brand obsession, the material goods obsession is amazing. And also, I think that, you know, at least in the university world that I sort of, you know, been sort of spending time with over there, but professors and students, people are that you it is nothing like, if you have an image of 1984 or totalitarian dictatorship, just it's not like that. I mean, you know, people are really they talk a lot, they're not looking over their shoulders. Even the media, at least the English language media, and people, and there are a lot of people who say the Chinese language media isn't as free as the English language media. I obviously can't judge since I can't read the Chinese language media. But
you do speak
English,
it, we might know.
Yeah, I'm making progress on speaking, but I still can't understand anything. I can now speak a bunch of things, but I can understand hardly anything. And I actually have made a lot of progress speaking last time. I was very sort of a little bit proud of myself. But at any rate, there's just, a lot of, chat rooms and websites. There have been a number of comments, you may have noticed, from Chinese people on my blog posts. So, I mean, my blog, bizarrely enough, is beginning to get at least some circulation in China because it's been getting comments from Chinese.
Wow.
Whom I've never, which is quite amazing.
Yeah.
But it is a more open country, politically, socially, culturally, than I think a lot of Westerners think. And it's just, I would urge people to go there. It's a very exciting place. Be careful of the food. I love Chinese food, and I love the taste of Chinese food. You just got to, unless your tastes are more adventurous than mine, you got to be careful about, fish. Eat fish eyes, chicken feet, duck tongues, and things like that, that they have a tendency to serve in great quantity. Let me just put it that way.
And I remember Ted Koppel did a series a couple years ago, and he raised the point that, this is a country of 1 billion people, which even with their attempts to hold that down, it is growing a lot. And so they need a lot of jobs each and every month to just keep up with the growth of their population, to keep them employed, to keep them with something to do.
And they're heavily
invested in the world economy, keep it going in some positive direction.
Yeah. The government is obsessed with this idea of social stability, and they're obsessed with the fact that they do have 1. however many billion people it is, of various ethnic groups, an enormous size. And the government is obsessed that, if they let things go too much, the country will collapse into internal warfare, revolt, and so forth. I mean, some say that's just a nice way of saying we'll collapse into the Communist Party won't run everything anymore. But it is a big this theme of stability is a very big theme. But having said that, they have loosened up a lot. I mean, again, it's not. The U.S. in terms of looseness, and if you talk to Chinese students in the U.S., and I know a lot of Chinese students in the U.S., and almost all of them are impressed and amazed by our level of freedom. And they love it. And the level of freedom in China is not what it is here. There's this big problem they have with you need connections to get a lot of jobs, and there's a lot of that stuff still there, and a lot of young people don't like it. But if, on the other hand, your image as an American is 1 billion robots, in Mao suits, it is not even vaguely like that. I would just say to people, go over there and check it out. It's a really interesting place.